This is Vacation with the Griswolds, with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, and welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, and I'm Steve.
And we're the Griswolds. We're going to be talking about something that everyone loves today, and that is cruising. With us, we have Fran from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Hi, Fran.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
We love having Fran on because she gets to tell us about all the new ships, all the new itineraries, all the great places to go.
And then she says, nope, sorry, you can't go. No.
No, I would never say that.
No. But we do find out all kinds of great information from Fran, and she tells us about all kinds of destinations that they have, and ships, and just all around cruise information. Everyone loves to cruise. Anyone who's done cruising loves it. Anyone who hasn't done cruising wants to. Why is that, Fran? Why do you think families love to cruise?
I think that there are a lot of factors involved, to be perfectly honest. I think one of the things that for me is kind of fun is typically what we see is that the husbands are the ones who kind of resist the idea of going on the cruise. It's like, oh, I'm going to have nothing to do, you know, I'm going to be bored, it's going to be awful. And then when they actually get on board and the cruise actually starts, they're like the ones who are like, yeah, this was a great decision. I'm so glad I decided to, you know, I really made the right choice. And it's a good thing you listened to me and we're going on this cruise. And I think that part of it is because even when you're on vacation, you have jobs to do. You know, you have to drive here, you have to drive there, you have to figure out what you want to eat, where you want to go. I know with my family, which I figure is probably pretty typical, we all get together and it's like, okay, we're on vacation. What do you want to do today? And when you ask that question, everybody says, oh, it doesn't matter to me. Anything is fine. So then you start, well, do you want to go shopping? Not really. Would you like to go to the movies? I'm not a big movie person. You know, and so you try to start figuring out what people want to do, and it turns out that nobody really wants to do the same thing. And so now you have a challenge. How do you get 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or whatever people don't really want to do the same thing at the same time? How do those people have a vacation together? And I think one of the great things about a cruise is it solves that problem. You know, you go out, you get up in the morning, you do what you want, you get together. If you want to get together for lunch or for dinner or for a show or to go on to an island, then you can. But if you don't want to do that, nobody's feelings are hurt because they're not being denied what they want to do because they have to accommodate you. Everybody can do what they want. They can get together when they want. They can ignore each other when they want. It's like a perfect solution.
I think this is great for multi-families, very much along the lines of what you're saying. When you have a couple of families that they say they want a vacation together, but then they realize once they're on vacation, they don't want to be that close to each other. They want to go in different directions, like you're saying. And this is kind of the answer to all of that because you can decide to meet up for dinner only. Or you can, you know, spend more time together if you wanted to and hang out at the pool or get lunch. Do whatever you want. Do excursions only. You can pick and choose how much time you want to spend with each other, but yet you're still vacationing together. So it's kind
of and nobody's
tricky.
Feelings are hurt because you haven't said, well, you can't do that because I want to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody can do what they want and then just come together when it's fun to come together. Without having to feel like I have to spend this time together because we have no other options.
Yeah, and we do that a lot when we cruise. You know, sometimes we, you know, I might like to go to the cafe and have a coffee, or one of the adult areas, or just go read a book, and the kids want to do the kids club. And then sometimes you just kind of meet up for dinner, or if you go with a group, you can be with the group if you want. But then if you want to do your own thing, you can split off and meet for dinner. So it allows everyone to have their own, like, me time, as well as your we time, I guess. So you get both, the best of both worlds. And there's always, like you said, there's always someone who's never been who thinks that they're going to be bored. But on these Royal Caribbean ships are not the if you've been cruising like 20, 30 years ago, these are not those ships. I mean, they have everything.
There's cities on the ocean.
There's ice skating. I mean, it's crazy. There's so much to do on these ships.
Yeah, there's a lot. And that's another angle that I like about it is that, and Fran, you were kind of hinting at this too, I think, that you don't have to worry about figuring out your destinations. You pick your cruise and the destinations are preset. You don't have to worry about your transportation except for getting to and from the ship, you know, initially. And then your meals are there. Your room is there. Your entertainment's there. And then it takes you to different places. So it's like everything is already there. You don't have to plan all these different aspects because it's there, which is pretty cool.
Exactly. And you don't have to have that stress of, what if I pick the wrong restaurant, or where am I going to park, or, you know, do they take my credit card? I mean, people, you know, we have those concerns in our everyday life. And when we go on vacation, especially if we're going to a place that we're not familiar with, then we just have them even more. So, and I think the other thing is that with, at least with our cruise ships, you know, people vacation with their families. They vacation with all different age groups. They vacation with kids, with parents, with grandparents. And honestly, it's hard to figure out what everybody wants to do. You know, it's hard to find those things that are perfect for everyone. And again, the great thing about a cruise is, especially if you're traveling with kids, if your kids want to be with you all the time, that's wonderful, and they can do it. And there's no problem. But if they want to kind of be separate and more independent and kind of feel like they're more in charge, the kids programs are so good and so complete that I have to tell you that. So years ago, when my sister's kids were small, we went cruising with them, and she had like a 12-year-old son. And he would be in the kids program all day, every day. And I remember my sister and I were having lunch one afternoon by the pool, and he walked by with his little band of brothers, you know, from the kids program. And as he walked past us, he said, "Hi, Mom. Hi, Fran. I just wanted to let you know you should really try the drink of the day today. It's really outstanding." And I just got hysterical. I thought, this 12-year-old now thinks that he's like James Bond or some superhero character, you know, Mr. Sophisticated walking through the pool deck on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great for the kids.
The kids, I mean, when our kids go, they instantly find like lifelong friends. They're off. They want to leave dinner to go to the kids club. They want to go swimming. They want to play with their friends. They love that aspect of a cruise.
You know, what was cool is last time they actually wanted to spend time with us. It was nice.
They're getting older, more sophisticated.
I don't know. Okay, so we're coming up on the holidays. I was going to ask you, I think there are different holiday cruise getaways coming up.
There are.
Tell me about those.
Of course. Holidays are always a big time for families to cruise because, you know, as we've just been saying, it addresses all of those challenges that you have when you're vacationing with your family. And plus, you know, nobody has to get up in the morning and make beds. Nobody has to plan meals or clean up. I don't mind the cooking part. I actually enjoy the cooking part, but I totally hate the cleaning up part. So that all disappears.
That's true.
All you have to do is really enjoy it. The ships are beautiful. They're decorated. We have all kinds of special parties and entertainment. I mean, it's really a little wonderland. It's a beautiful place to spend the holidays. Really magical, really special.
Where would they get to travel with these? Anywhere?
I mean, the truth is that generally during the holidays, since it's the wintertime, the Caribbean is where most of the ships are. So you can go to all of the islands. And the interesting thing, I know people are concerned because some of the islands were impacted by the storms in September, but they are telling us that virtually everything in the Caribbean will be up and running and ready for vacationers by Christmas.
That is good to hear. We're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, I would like to talk about some more destinations, specifically Alaska. So with us. We're talking with Fran from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
I can't wait to hear about Alaska. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
Hi, and we're back, Vacation with the Griswolds, and we have Fran from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line with us today. And today we're talking about all kinds of great destinations and Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And before the break, we mentioned that we were going to take the conversation to Alaska.
Lisa got to go to Alaska while I watched the kids.
Sorry.
She gets to do all the trips. I know. So I still have not been to Alaska, but I always hear it's like one of the hottest destinations, especially.
It's actually cold.
Well,
Steve?
Yes, but it's okay. One of the most popular destinations coming up. So I can't wait to hear about it.
It is. It has become a really popular destination. So I have to tell you my little story. When I was a little girl, my father was in the Navy, mm-hmm. and he was assigned to Alaska. So I lived in Alaska when I was a little girl. And I swore I would never go back because it's a very different experience to live in Alaska for 3 years when you're 10 years old. So, I never would go back. And then when I started working for the cruise line, they were like, well, you know, you got to go to Alaska because it's a big deal and you should know what you're talking about. So I felt like, okay, I've already seen it. I really don't need to go back, but I guess I have to. So I did go back, and I have to tell you, I was blown away. I mean, even though I had lived there for 3 years, first of all, I was just part of it was I was just too young to appreciate where I was. But the second part is that you get a really different perspective as an adult, and you get a really different perspective from the cruise ship, because I was living in a town, and towns are, you know, it was the big city, it was Anchorage. They're kind of the same no matter where you are. But when you're sailing through those glaciers and through those fjords, you really... My feeling is that you feel like you're seeing the world like it was on the first day of creation, you know, before people started building and started changing things. And it's just really a breathtaking experience, really uplifting. And that's just sailing, you know, that's just not even before you even step foot off the ship to go to any of the, you know, fascinating little towns that we visit or do any of the shore excursions. Just being on the ship and sailing past these mountains and glaciers that have been there for thousands of years. And it's really an amazing experience. And if you get really lucky and you see the Northern Lights, then it's just that much more exciting, I think. I don't know. What was your feeling, Lisa?
I was disappointed that I didn't get to see the Northern Lights. We were there.
Yeah, they don't show up as much as you would like.
Yeah, we were there in May. And so when would I have to go to see them?
You know, I mean, honestly, when I lived there, they just would show up every now and then. It was totally unpredictable. I know they say that there are certain months of the year, but I think you just have to kind of be fortunate. And I know that a lot of the hotels, when you do like the cruise tour, you're more likely to see them, to be honest, when you're doing the tour than you are to see them from the ship. And a lot of the hotels, you can leave a message at the front desk and say, if the Northern Lights show up, I don't care what time it is, call my room and wake me up.
That's nice.
So I actually got lucky when I did the tour inland and was able to see them during that vacation as well. But there's just so much. There's so much that's beautiful about Alaska, I think.
It was absolutely breathtaking. It was so different than what I expected. I'd never been. And it was just awe-inspiring. It was incredible. I'm like struggling to find the words. Everywhere you look, it's beautiful. Whether it's mountains or oceans or glaciers, streams, animals, everything. Just, it's such a different world.
I agree.
Awestruck.
It does feel like a different world. And you know, there's things that you think you understand, but you don't really understand them until you see them. Like people will tell you that glacial ice is blue. So you think to yourself, okay, you know, I've seen ice that looks a little bit blue. That's what glacial ice is going to look like. It's going to look like clear ice. It's just got maybe a tiny little, you know, tint of blue in it. And then when you see the glaciers and you see that blue is like deep, strong, you know, beautiful blue color that's completely different from anything that you have ever seen before, you realize that your imagination is just not adequate to picture what this is all going to look like. It's much more compelling, I think, and much more dramatic than even you anticipate.
I feel the same way about the Caribbean Sea and the turquoise waters. So I know,
yeah,
I'm jumping, you know,
you,
parts of the world, but I think, well, you know what? Segue. Let's skip from Alaska and go into the Caribbean waters. And there's a destination that's kind of new on your itinerary, Cuba.
Yes. Yes. It's very exciting. So we've just started going to Cuba just about 6 months ago. And it's a very exotic destination because, of course, in a lot of ways in Cuba, time has stood still for the past 50 years. So we took one of our boutique ships and we Cubanized her. We went in and changed the ship, the interior of the ship, to put in little Cuban touches, like we have a Cuban coffee bar and we have a Cuban jazz club, and we do kind of like flash dance pop-up Cuban dances, you know, with a really fancy kind of Latin American dance. So the ship is a great experience, and it kind of warms you up for actually being in Cuba. And then when we get to Cuba, the great thing is that Royal Caribbean just has a ton of excursions for the guests to choose from. So if your big thing is that you want to go see the old cars and ride around in them, you can do that. If you want to go to a cigar factory, you can do that. If you want to go to a rum distillery, you can do that. If you want to go to one of the special dinner places, they're not really restaurants in Cuba. They're actually someone's home that they have kind of turned into a dining venue, but they're very intimate. You know, it's just a few people. So it's really a unique experience. And I have tons of friends who have gone, and they're all just like standing in line, getting ready to go back again. We're getting great feedback about the destination, about, you know, people really enjoying having the opportunity to see something that's close to home, but yet so very different from what we're used to, such a completely different culture. than we're used to seeing, either in the U.S. or, to be honest, in any of the other Caribbean islands. It's really a unique experience.
Okay. That sounds really neat. I'm a little hesitant to conquer Cuba, but just because there's such a cultural difference, but I think it's something that we could try. It's just different. And so we'll have to give it a try. What we're going to do is we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have some more talk with Fran from Royal Caribbean.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Okay, so we're back. Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Before the break, we were talking with Fran at Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and we're going to continue the conversation with Fran, and I wanted to know more specifically about Royal Caribbean. We've been talking about cruise destinations. What is so different or special about specifically Royal Caribbean Cruise Line?
So I think, of course, I think that there are a lot of special things about us. I think that if you ask 100 people to list the top three or four, I think that the ships themselves would always be in that top three or four choices because, you know, the bottom line is when you're on a cruise, you are spending a lot of time on the ship, and the ship becomes your hotel and it becomes your resort and your theme park and, you know, your shopping center and your dining. So it's very important. The actual ship is very important. And I think that at Royal Caribbean, and especially with the Oasis class and some of the newer ships, a lot of people like to focus on the fact that the ships are large, and they are very large. But the truth is that they're not large because we want to be able to walk around and go, oh, my God, I have the biggest ship. It's so big. I mean, really, if that was the goal, then all we would be doing is giving you the opportunity to get a lot more exercise, which is usually not people's first priority when they're going on vacation. But I think the thing to really think about is that these ships give you so much choice in what you want to do, when you want to do it, who you want to do it with. It's just all about putting as many choices in front of the guests as we possibly can. Because in a perfect world, everyone would be able to do exactly what they want to do at exactly the moment that they want to do it. And we can never create that, but we're going to get as close as we can. So instead of having a choice of maybe three or four places to have dinner, you have a choice of 15 or 16 places to have dinner. Yeah. Instead of having a choice of two or three lounges or two or three places to go for a show or for entertainment after dinner, you have 15 places to go. And so you really do have the ability to create your vacation on a moment-by-moment basis based on what you feel like doing right now.
Yeah. And like you said,
as opposed to us telling you.
Yeah. And like you said, there's just so many entertainment options. And it's not like there's just the lounge and you just sit in the lounge. I mean, there's everything from extreme sports. Lisa did zip lining. I skipped out on the zip lining. But there's rock climbing.
You skipped out on that too, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of skipped out on that one too.
Yeah, me too.
But this is why I'm always on crutches.
So, yeah, but you've got everything, zip lining, rock climbing. You've got surfing. There's like two wave, I don't even know if they wave runner or wave.
Wave runners, yeah.
Machines on there. Lisa did that. She doesn't shy away from anything. And then if your speed is mini golf, they have that. Or we would. Sometimes we like to play ping pong just as a family, have our own little kind of...
Oh, it gets bad.
Our own little tournament. So, I mean, there's everything from that. And then I don't want to pay to get my kids into an ice skating rink. So They can put the shoes on.
You're
and they
so
can go,
telling.
They can go ice skating on the ship and see if they like it. I don't have to drive somewhere, see if they're going to like it, see if they're going to be freezing and want to quit. They can do it for 30 minutes on a ship and enjoy it. And then they can watch the ice skating show and see how you're like, wow, Daddy, you can't
do. This is what you can do.
You can't do anything like these people.
Oh, and on that note, make sure you bring long pants. Even if they're pajama pants, you just need to have your legs covered. So bring long pants and socks.
You do. So you don't skin your knees. You know, I agree with you. The ships have some of the most amazing things to do on board. And I always tell people, you know, if Royal Caribbean ever came up to me and said, Fran, you know, you've been a great employee. We'd really like to do something special for you, as long as it doesn't cost us anything. What would you like to do? I would love to be a fly on the wall in the meetings when people are talking about what are we going to do with this new ship to make it different? Because you got to figure that some of this stuff sounds crazy. Who would have thought that we would ever put a real true ice rink with real true ice on a cruise ship? Who would ever have put a simulated surfing pool on a cruise ship? Who would ever put a zip line on a cruise ship? I just have to imagine that when these things were first suggested, you know, all the other people at the table looked at each other and kind of went, this guy is really ready for the meeting, you know, because really, who does that stuff? But it turns out that Royal Caribbean does it, and it's fabulous.
Yeah.
People
and
love
does it. Well.
You know, it just gives you so much opportunity to do things that you might never do. I personally don't do a lot of it because I get nervous standing on a chair, but people like Lisa or Daredevils.
Or a little off the rocker.
I remember just the ship when it was open in the middle, and I was like, this is amazing. It's open in the middle. And then we took a Royal Caribbean cruise and we were in Central Park and our room overlooked like this garden with
real trees,
bushes, Caribbean birds flying in and out of the ship in the middle of this open giant area. And then we would go down and have breakfast in the park at this little cafe.
My favorite.
And have a coffee and a croissant.
Wait, don't tell anyone because that's like our secret.
I know, that's our favorite. That's our favorite breakfast.
There's no breakfast place in Central Park.
That's the best breakfast place because the crowd doesn't go there. No. So you can kind of get away.
Yeah.
So much for that.
I know, it's just amazing the imagination. And, you know, it's risk-taking. Who knows? You never can tell if people are going to love it or hate it, but so far we've been really lucky and people love all of this stuff. You know, they love having all this variety and all these choices and all these totally unexpected things to do. The latest thing that we've done with the Harmony of the Seas, which is right now our newest ship that I had never even heard of before, but is an escape room, which I guess is starting to be a really big deal in some of the cities. And it was wonderful. It was a great experience. The Symphony is going to have laser tag on board. So, you know, there's kind of no limit to the things that we can do with these ships. And that's on top of kind of the more traditional, but still very unusual and unexpected things like, you know, having full Broadway productions and having aerial shows that are the rival of the Cirque du Soleil and having the DreamWorks characters on board the ship so that the kids can run around and they can hug, you know, Poe the Panda, or they can hug Shrek or the lions or the penguins from Madagascar. I mean, it's just a really rich, varied environment for people. So it's hard to be bored. You know, you've got to really work at it.
Some of my favorite things, you mentioned a couple, the Broadway shows. Grease was not only my favorite musical, it actually is probably my favorite show that I've ever seen on a ship. And I'm not sure if it's my affinity to the show itself or the music or that it was a great production. So let's say it's the great production because I was at the edge of my seat. I was singing and dancing. Well, I wasn't dancing. I was singing and bopping. And it just takes you back. And it's an incredible, incredible musical.
It is a great show. And actually, Grease is an interesting, there's an interesting story behind it because Grease, the Broadway show, does not have all of the music that's in Grease, the movie. They edited out some of the songs. But when we negotiated to put Grease on the ship, we negotiated with both the movie rights and the Broadway musical rights so that we actually have music in our production of Grease on the show that is not in the Broadway production because we brought across music from the movie that wasn't in the Broadway show.
I think that it's a great show. Another thing that I really like, and it's corny because that's just me, karaoke and some of the games that they do and the trivia. I love going up to the bar and doing stupid trivia games. I love it.
I should be a team because I love it too.
You know, we would kick some booty, I think.
We would.
Yes, with all of our useless knowledge.
Hey, listen, it's got to be good for something.
If it gets you a keychain, it gets you a keychain. That's all I'm
saying.
Yeah,
really. But yeah, I mean, like I said, there's just so much to do, so many different kinds of things to do, you know, that that almost no matter who you are and what you like, you're going to be able to find something. And if you love the traditional cruise experience and you want to go to a show after dinner every night and you want to eat dinner in the dining room at the same table with the same guests every night and you want to go to the casino and you want to go to an after-hours dance club, you can do all that as well.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Hi, welcome back to Vacation with the Griswolds. We are talking with Fran from Royal Caribbean, and we were just talking about the different aspects of a Royal Caribbean ship that makes it so wonderful. Any of the ships, many of the ships, they have different things that make them unique. But now it's time to get into booking a cruise. So Fran, what advice do you have for first-time cruisers? What do you suggest? What should they avoid? Help us out.
So I think the first thing to do for a first-time cruiser, to be perfectly honest, is to talk to some of your friends and to get a recommendation for a great travel agent because it's just like anything else. You know, it's a specialized profession. And it's just like you wouldn't want to get your hair cut by somebody who's never cut hair before. You wouldn't want to have your vacation planned by someone who knew nothing about planning vacations. So I would say, you know, start the process there and think about what kind of vacation do you like to have? This is probably not the first vacation you've ever taken. Do you like to be active? Do you want to lay in the sun all day? Do you like to explore new places? Once you kind of have figured that out about yourself, then it's easier to match you up with the right cruise. Personally, I love vacations in the sun. I have two favorite vacations. I love vacations in the sun, and I love any vacation in Europe. So for me, it's always a balance between one of those two choices. And I personally, you know, I want to get away for more than 3 or 4 days. I know for a lot of people, that's all the time they have. They can't be gone longer than that because of their jobs. But if you can have that week, then I would say that's the thing to do. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, it just gives you more time to relax, whether you're on a ship or on a beach or anywhere. It gives you more time to relax. And the other thing is that, to be kind of honest about it, cruise lines, not just Royal Caribbean, but the better, you know, the newer ships with more of the bells and whistles tend to be doing those 7-night or longer cruises. So you're going to see more of the really amazing features on the ships that are doing those cruises. So for me, if I'm deciding to go to the Caribbean, for example, I'm going to look for one of the big ships, because I want to be able to enjoy the ship as much as I enjoy the destinations. I love the beaches, and I love kind of wandering around through the towns. So, again, this is just personal for me. I love the Western Caribbean because I think, for me, that's the perfect blend of beach and town. I like to go to Mexico. I like to walk around and look at the little shops and have lunch. Royal Caribbean has a private pier at Falmouth in Jamaica. Jamaica can sometimes be a little intimidating for guests, but one of the things that Royal Caribbean did when we decided to make Jamaica one of our major stops is we actually built this huge complex that's part pier, part shopping destination, part dining, part entertainment. And so guests who get off of the ship at this big pier destination, since it's a private area, you can walk around and wander around and, you know, look in the shops and have something to drink and have something to eat and stop and listen to a band. And you kind of don't have to worry about somebody coming up to you and trying to sell you something that would get you in trouble if you brought it home. So I love Jamaica. And I love our destination in Jamaica for that reason. And then the other thing is I love Labadee. Labadee is a private resort that we have in the Western Caribbean. And I personally think it is the most beautiful beach in the Caribbean.
I wanted to get back.
I love.
Oh, I wanted to get back to your point on book with a travel agent and just let everybody know that Lisa and I have a travel agency, and you can actually book with, we've got a whole crew of really wonderful travel agents, and we're happy to book your Royal Caribbean cruise, you know, help you out with it. And we don't charge any fees, so there's no extra hidden costs. It's free to work with us. And you can go over to GriswoldRadio.com. So it's just GriswoldRadio.com, and we have a quick quote form. And we're happy to get you a quote on Alaska, like we talked about earlier, or Cuba, or anywhere in the Caribbean, or help you with any tips on one of your first cruises.
Okay, yeah, back to the island.
You know, it's interesting. Sorry. People sometimes say, why do I really need a travel agent? Well, you know, what I tell them is, you know, if everything goes right, you might not need a travel agent. But if everything goes right, you can leave a 6-month-old home alone for 10 hours. The question is everything going to go right? And is that, you know, infant never going to need anybody's help or advice? So the answer is, why not use a travel agent? It doesn't cost you anything. It's a world of knowledge. It's usually a better deal than you can get by going direct to the cruise line. And I work for the cruise line, so, you know, it really is the right choice.
Well, it's in our best interest to do a good job, so you come back, and so that's what we do, if that's incentive enough.
Yeah, you guys are great.
All right, so back to Labadee.
Labadee, my favorite destination in the Caribbean.
I just like saying it.
I just love it. You too?
I just like saying it.
Oh, Labadee?
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, it's...
My favorite thing is, well, first of all, I love the beach. I love the barbecue, but there's this one little beach area, and we have a zip line in Labadee, and I love, because I'm never going to go on a zip line. I'm afraid of heights. But I love putting my little chair right by the beach, right underneath the zip line, and then I can watch all the people as they come across the ocean on the zip line. Some of them are screaming, some of them are laughing, some of them are silent. But for me, that's like the perfect spot.
Well, it's kind of like people watching in the air.
I know exactly where that spot is. It's like this. There's like a hill or kind of a slight little mountain, and then they zip line across the ocean and they kind of land on this platform. It's beautiful. It's nice, tropical. It's a wonderful little island. There's you could just relax and hang out, or like
get
you said,
cabana.
Get a cabana, or you could go all in and zip line.
Yep, have a nice little umbrella drink in your hand, and it's a great way to unwind.
Well, there's always so much to talk about, and we never have enough time, but I'm going to have to cut everyone off here. We're going to have another show next week, but Fran, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, all your information.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to have you back, though, if that's all right.
Sure.
All right, and we can get more into depth on different Royal Caribbean destinations and ships.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.